Amen.
Did you want to share about the blankets?
Yes, I do. You want to share it?
No.
You don't? Okay. Anyway, we had a message from Rogers, and he revealed something that I guess I hadn't heard before, and that was that it's been, number one, really rainy. Knew that the rain messed up with communications. But he said, thank God for the blankets and the mattresses. I didn't know they had mattresses. That would explain why the blankets cost more than he thought. Blankets and mattresses. And in the rain, then his kids are warm and happy. And three meals a day. So praise the Lord. Who knows? They might have nighttime snacks. Praise God. That's quite good from one meal every 2 days. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. What a great and wonderful God. Don't you think? Yeah. You know the Great Commission, don't you? Jesus said. Then he told them, and it is in Mark 16:15. I don't know. It didn't make the transfer, and I was just thankful to get one copy printed, and it printed right. And then I tried to put in the identification of the verse. Couldn't get it in. So anyway, so you know that it's Mark 16:15. He said, then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. And I read that this week, and I thought, what if they had done nothing? We could say, well, that couldn't happen because God's in charge. Well, they could have done nothing. He wouldn't have made them do anything. They could have just, you know, we know that they went fishing. Go back to what they knew. We know that they were, what do we do now? Sometimes in our Christian life, we might have that, what do we do now? Well, we always know what to do. Tell somebody. Tell somebody what the Lord has done for you. Amen. Richie and I, we've been knowing each other for a long time. You know? And thank God you're free. Amen. God is free. Always a hard worker, always had a job. Just had some bad spots. But God has done great things. And so he has something he can say. You know, he's happy. Why are you so happy? Hallelujah. Jesus makes us happy. I was at the checkout in Walmart, and here comes Richie. What, do you live in Walmart? I said, well, I sort of do. Every time I get out of jail, I have to stop off. Take care of business, you know. But God's done things for us. He's done things for us. And he said, go tell everybody. Go tell everybody the good news. Jesus saves. You know? What if they'd done nothing? What if they just figured somebody else could do it? God had just got the message out. You know, he speaks from the clouds. No, that wasn't how God had a plan. But what if they thought somebody else will do it? Do you understand where we're going here? What if? How many times do people, somebody else will do it? You know, it's up to somebody else. I wouldn't know how. I'm not comfortable. You know? What if? What if? It seems like it would be silly to consider the disciples doing nothing, but they could have. They could have. They had moments where one or the other would have to talk to one or the other because of what one or the other was doing. Paul confronted Peter, said, quit being a hypocrite. Peter said, never thought about that. There's things that we don't think about. We sometimes need to hear about. But how are they going to know if nobody tells them? How's anybody tell them if they don't go? How will they go unless they are sent? Jesus sent us. He sent us. Where we're born again, we're born again. We're born again right in the place where we are. We all know these things, right? We know these things. But we need to recharge. We need to be reminded. I need to be reminded. That thought just left me. What if they wouldn't have done anything? You know? But they did. Or what if they would have just skipped going to Jerusalem and waiting until they received power? What if they just thought, well, I got enough right now. I got everything I need right now. You know? We got churches that are full of people that have everything that they need, don't need the Holy Spirit. You know, or have enough of the Holy Spirit. Or what if they had gone through receiving the power and then just, oh, that's embarrassing. Such a display. We can't be having displays in our life. Remember a lot of the little kids' songs we used to have? Stand up, sit down, jump up, turn around. You know, like, that's little kid stuff. I did a lot of that as an adult, only it wasn't on Holy Ghost. You know? I can't make a fool of myself for Christ. Well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. We may look foolish sometimes. I'm not too old to look foolish. Are you? We're old enough to get away with it. Huh? Bunch of old people in here, aren't we? We aren't, Richie. We're just older than we were a long time ago. But what if? What if they hadn't done anything? What if they'd done this? What if they'd done that? Now, we've all, in our Christian walk, maybe had a moment where we walked away from something and said, what if I'd have said something? Or I wish I'd have said something. What if I should have done something? Well, don't be put down because of that. Be challenged because of that. Never again. Use it, but you know what if? What if? There are probably people who will read the devotion on Facebook and maybe they won't finish it. I see where he's going with this. You know? Trying to guilt us into something. That's not it at all. It's not about guilt. It's about thinking. You know? It's like when I get in my car and the light comes on that says low tire pressure. If the light's already on, I have run it when it was already on enough to know that it goes pretty low. Now, if it comes on when I'm 20 miles from my destination, that's okay, but I start thinking about where I'm going to get air. You know? We start thinking about things. And so, the disciples didn't do nothing. We can't do nothing. We can't do nothing. We need to be prepared at every opportunity. You know? Just be prepared. Sometimes we'll need to drive out of a rut so that we can give someone else a little push, a little assistance. We have to forget about myself, concentrate on Him and worship Him. I mean, Paul did a lot of that from the prison cell. He didn't dwell on where he was and what was going on. He dwelt on, now you got to keep going. Got to keep going. We've got to keep going. We've got to keep it going. And not just let it go. You know? I mean, there's a lot of talk about the fact that, you know, Christians had a lot they could say but didn't say. When a lot of stuff was going the wrong way. And I think we're in a moment where we got a minute where their people are just hungering for the truth. Where people are just recognizing, man, I had someone this last week and they were talking about how they were just sad over Charlie Kirk. And they were sad over all the hatred and all the stuff that was around. This person I don't think knew that it was a witness of the Spirit, but it was just, I'm just sad. It's just sad when someone is just killed for no good reason whatsoever. You know, there's so many at the jail. A young gal had just lost her brother a couple days before that. You know, and there's just a lot of that, and yeah, way more than anybody ever imagined. But then there comes that thing where the thinking is it's just inevitable. It's going to happen. I've had people tell me, well, I figured I'd either die on the streets or in prison, you know, and it's like that's sad that people come to that objective, come to that, you know, that final conclusion that there isn't any way, there is a way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. You know? We need to armor up. Put on the armor of God. Get ready to do battle. You know? Your loins girt with truth, but you know, just truth. I know the truth. The truth made me free. I don't know all of the truth. I don't know every line. I don't know everything. I went 3 or 4 or 5, 6 weeks ago or something. I printed a devotional, and the same thing happened as happened this time. The reference didn't come out on it, and Vicki found me the reference, and then I had to go look for the reference again, and last night I put the reference on it and printed it again and put it there and put it back up online so if somebody got on, they wouldn't have to go digging for the reference and stuff. I did something about it. It took me a while, but I did something about it. This morning I tried to do something about it quickly. At least I remembered it. You know? But we can do something about it. We have a word. We have hope. We have the truth. We've got the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. We, you know, we're mighty. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He's mighty. The joy of the Lord is my strength. This is how we go out. This is the plan for our day. Everything we do, whatever you do in word or deed, do it heartily as unto the Lord. You know? I knew it. Richie told me. Forgive me, Richie, when you come. I just put you in here. But, you know, he told me a long, long time ago he always had a good job. Because he's a really good worker. And so the people that he works for just wait for him to come to work. You know, and he knows that. You know, and so I said, "Have you found work?" He said, "I always got work. I'm a good worker." I said, "Praise the Lord! That's right. Nothing can change that work, right? And nothing can change the Jesus that's in us. We just need to let the lion loose," as my friend Kevin says. "Let the lion loose. You know, let there be a determination in our heart." To pour out the goodness of God. People are hungry now, you know. People are hungry that don't know they're hungry. I was like, I cannot be hungry and Vicki will say there's cookies. Michael just got up this morning. He was digging through the deep freeze. He wanted ice cream bars. I said, I don't think we got any ice cream bars. Okay. I said, you want some ice cream? Yeah. Butterscotch topping. So he had the breakfast of champions. And God made a way, so I had the time to get him the breakfast of champions. God will make a way when it seems there is no way. He does that so that we will follow that way. So that we will get stirred up. Stir up the gift that's in you. Get stirred up. It's not somebody else's time. It's, you know, I was thinking the other day, I'm just about old enough to be experienced. Maybe somebody will think I have knowledge because I'm old enough. Then I better have some knowledge. But this word just rocked my world when he said, go. And I just had this thought, what if they didn't do anything? What if they did nothing? That's not a question that came to my, that isn't my question. I think that that's the Holy Spirit's question. Think about this. What if they did nothing? What if we do nothing? What if we had this feeling that we need to say something or we need to go somewhere or we need to speak? What if we have that and we think, oh, somebody else will do it? What if we think, well, I'm not good at that? It's funny, sometimes people that do nothing but talk, all of a sudden, I don't know what to say about something like that. That's not for me to do. Bless the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Sing unto the King of Israel. I love it when I'm driving down the street and I see somebody in the car next to me and they're just... and they're headbanging, loving that, whatever song it is. And they're letting it go. Vicki and I drove by a guy one time, and he had his windows down. And it was just rattling and everything. And I just smiled. The guy looked over and said, go for it. You know, I mean, just because he was emotionally involved in whatever it was. It might not have been worth listening to, but the joy. Well, Jesus is our source of that kind of joy. He is. There's no joy that compares to him. You know, just sometimes we need to get revved up. I tell the folks at jail, I said, man, I used to get revved up, warmed up, looking forward to the party. You know, we'd shout back and forth across the college camps and, oh, see you, Luckies! Yeah! You know, walk into classroom, big smile on a face. They thought you were glad to be there. No, it just... thinking about later. You know, when things aren't going well, think about later. You know, think about later. This will pass. You know, I read something this morning. Somebody wrote, and I don't know if it even had to do with the devotion, but just said, you know, if it's not good, it's not done yet. It's not done yet. God is moving by his spirit, and we can't let the old spirits of leave it to somebody else keep us out of the game. You know? We need to be about the Father's business. God said, I am the Lord, I don't change. I don't change. Not one dot, not one crossed T changes when it comes to God. And so my plans don't change. There's an unending list of what's wonderful about God. You need to be prepared to say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say what? I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. I'm not dangling over the edge. I'm redeemed. The Lord has set a hedge about me. The Lord has only good plans for me. The Lord doesn't have a file on me. He knows me. He doesn't have to look me up. I was praying today, and I was praying for the family, and I went going through my family. And all of a sudden, I said, Lord, you got to help me. I got to remember this. I can't forget this. My oldest grandson, I had to think hard to come up with his name. I know it. I got it. But I'm going, but I haven't seen him for a long time. Sometimes names will come out of history that you can't believe you could remember. And there I was. I'm thinking, this ain't good. But I could pray for him as my oldest grandson. I could do that. But I wanted to sort of pray for him by name. So I prayed for Jerry. But you understand, I was still going to pray for him even if I couldn't think of the right name. We need to have that armor on so that we are prepared. Because we're the person somebody's looking for. Nobody can say, somebody else can do it. What if you're the only one that God's got assigned to do it? Well, he'll take care of it and get it done. Maybe. I'm glad somebody else didn't wait for somebody else when it came to me. I'm thankful. I know the Lord. Aren't you thankful that you know the Lord? Aren't you thankful that it's been given to you to understand? What would you do for somebody who saved your life? Anything. Everything, right? Jesus saved our lives, didn't he? This isn't new news, but it's a nice refresher to me. Never in my life before that I can think of did I ever wonder what if they wouldn't have done anything. That'd be scary. Of course, this world would have crumbled a long, long time ago. But Jesus wasn't going to come back again and do it all again to find a new group to spread the word. This is the show, boys. I'm leaving. You get into all the world. Make sure you wait. Receive power from the Holy Spirit. Because they didn't know how they were going to do anything. They were, what are we going to do now? Jesus didn't give them a full book full of stuff. He just said, just go and wait, and the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. That's all they had to go on. And when the Holy Spirit came, he made fools of them, didn't he? Oh, my goodness. People thought they were drunk. People accused them of being, off the wall. But fortunately, Peter had a thought. This could be what Joel was talking about. It's a little crazy, but feel good. I feel good. I don't know if he sang that song before he preached, but he was feeling good. He was feeling confident. Hey, obviously, this is what Joel preached. Obviously, The joy of the Lord is my strength. Obviously, there's nothing impossible for God. Obviously. Somebody, just think about it for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? If you get somebody thinking, if you drop a seed, if they go, what was that? You know, that's the Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the living God. Come near me, overflow me, bless me. Yeah, those ridiculous questions have happened already, haven't they? They've happened. So we stir up that gift that's in it and make a determination. Ain't going to happen anymore. I'm not going to have anybody, I'm not going to see anybody in heaven that said, why didn't you tell me? Amen? I can remember. So Lord, thank you that it is our turn. It's the turn of every person who turns to you, the opportunity to go into their world and live a message. Forgive us for the times that we have missed it, for the times that we assume that somebody didn't want to hear, that somebody had already heard, or they seem to be pretty happy, so what's the big deal? Whatever reason, it doesn't matter. Lord, just forgive us. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lead us in the way that's everlasting. Help us to lead as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.